Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's go over to another story. A Kentucky sheriff calling dead relatives on his phone, staff watching him spiral, an attorney contacting the Bar Association, asking what he's legally allowed to do. A police chief telling Steins had lost his mind, a doctor diagnosing acute stress reaction and sending him home with his badge and his gun. 24 hours later, Judge Kevin Mullins was shot 9 times in his own chambers. Court filings now reveal the grim reality. Everyone saw this coming. Multiple people tried to intervene, and the system gave them exactly zero authority to stop it. Today, retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaff for helping us break down what went wrong and why an elected sheriff in the middle of a psychotic break is essentially untouchable under Kentucky law. Let's start there. Jennifer, court documents show multiple people recognize Mickey Steins was in a psychological free fall, making calls to dead relatives, exhibiting paranoid behavior, rapid weight loss, insomnia. His own employees got him to a doctor the day before the shooting. From a treatment assessment perspective here, what were the indicators that should have triggered something, some sort of intervention? Or again, as we were talking about Nick Reiner earlier, was everyone's hands just tied here again, where it's one of those that they have to want it first?
Well, first of all, you just listed the triggers quite succinctly. Yeah. There is no way that this individual should have had a gun, much less a badge. Mm-hmm. And the fact that nothing was done and legally they couldn't do anything really is just a huge gap in our system. How do we mend something like this? How do we intervene? You can't intervene. And even though all the indicators are there.
There's no red flag laws in Kentucky. Had there been, like in some other states, how do you think this could have played out differently?
You know, the problem is with these red flag laws, Tony, they seldom come into place or into play. To be honest with you, they're great to see on their books. They remind me of protection orders for domestic violence victims. Yeah. You get them written and it's nice to sort of have it. But at the end of the day, when, you know, the spouse wants to come in and kill you, he still comes in and kills you and walks right across that piece of paper. And that's kind of the situation here. It's supposed to give more authority, but it's very seldom used.
It's like one of those things, like, it looks great on paper. The big lettering is great. And then there's the fine print. And you're like, oh, this really doesn't work at all. You know, or its intended use gets so bastardized that it's just not as effective as it should be. It's a civil lawsuit that we're learning about all these factors in this case about. It's accusing 3 sheriff's office employees of failing to warn Judge Mullins about Steins' deteriorating mental state. Their defense is that Kentucky law imposed no duty to warn or protect. From a law enforcement standpoint, is that defense legally sound and is it morally defensible? I'm finding this lawsuit just, I don't know, interesting to say the least, because it does feel like a lot of people did try to do things. I don't really know exactly what the person who's filing this lawsuit thinks these employees had the ability to actually do.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And let's be fair. How many other people should have been quote unquote warned, right? He's in a spiral. He's a mess, yeah. But he could have targeted a number of people. he targets his, you know, by all accounts, near best friend. So how could you know that that was the place he was going to, you know, the person he was going to choose? So I don't think this lawsuit has a lot of legs. Look, every time somebody dies, people are in line to get money from it. And so, you know,
true.
They should just let the system play out and see what happens to him criminally and then go from there. That's just my opinion. I hate to see all these lawsuits.
Yeah. Do you think he was given some extra latitude because he was law enforcement, even though he was showing some signs and people were raising the alarm? They probably were giving him some extra latitude. He's law enforcement. He's not going to do anything. Do you think that was part of it too?
Well, and not only law enforcement, he's the sheriff.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a lot of control over the people that might have been raising the flag. So, you know, you don't maybe want to go against your boss who has a lot of power and authority over you. So there was just nothing, I don't think, that really could have been done with the, at least the facts and circumstances I've heard.
And it's another case, it feels like, where people don't recognize the gravity of the mental health crisis that's going on when it's going on until it's too late. Because it seems like there's plenty of people here who had very choice words about what was going on. I believe one of them was, he's lost his effing mind. And there were several others that were, but they were all just like kind of saying it in jest to their spouses or to friends or to each other. Like, hey, he's nuts. Like, but not really thinking, gee, this, if someone is exhibiting these sort of behaviors, are they a risk to themselves or others? Or is this just kind of another thing where we're in so many places, this is so not understood, the gravity of these situations, until it's too late. People just have the attitude of, well, he'll go sleep it off, you know?
Yeah, no, it's true. And for everybody, and I know I can do this, there's a lot of people I know that say things and I'm like, woof, you know, geez, they seem off their rocker. They may not know really well, but that's kind of the feeling around them. But they never become violent. They don't ever do anything. So that's the problem. I think many people have to use their own life experience where nothing has ever happened, much less with a sheriff that would be to this degree. And then so you just say, well, he was really acting weird, you know, calling this dead relative or whatever. But you can't imagine that this individual would go in and take this judge's life.
No,
the way he did.
No, I think everyone was completely, no one would have predicted it, but it's like, should this man have a gun on his waist? No. But judging, I mean, think anytime you're picking up the phone and calling dead relatives, it's time to take the weaponry away, just in case. Steins gave a deposition in a federal civil rights case 3 days before the shooting. This is what we had all learned about before we've learned about all of this, the mental health end of the crisis here. The lawsuit alleging a deputy had coerced sex from an inmate inside Judge Mullen's chambers. Steins has now claimed in filings that the stress of that legal exposure triggered his breakdown. I mean, how do you evaluate that claim? And does stress from that deposition explain this psychosis, or is that going to be an overreach here if they're going to go down that road? Or is this just kind of your answer? This is what triggered it.
I don't think it's an overreach. In this case, this to me looks like mental illness can be linked to this crime, and they have an actual, I mean, he stayed there. He walked in broad daylight, took out his gun, shot away multiple times, and then laid his gun down, as I recall, and then he just walks out. This to me, this is the definition of somebody who was mentally inadequate and made these decisions because of his mental illness crisis. And you hit on it right there. There's always a proximal event. That situation with this deposition, his whole career, you know, everything that he was looking at losing, that was the proximal event.
Very different than the Nick Reiner situation. I mean, two people who have some things going on, obviously, but at the end of the day, they are very different cases, aren't they?
Yeah, I agree. In fact, they're juxtaposed to each other to show what somebody who is in a mental case or mental state of complete crisis does after an event and what somebody doesn't do.
I think this is the first case in the last couple of years that we've talked about together on here, Jen, where you agree that there's a mental health crisis going on. Like even Lori Vallow, you're like, she's making the shit up.
Right.
Making it up. Long term, feel sorry for me. Oh, let's see. Yeah. How can I get rid of my kids? I'm going to be this elaborate. I think she fell or absolutely knew what she was doing. And to me, I just look at how she was in court.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, thank you. You know, she's completely sane. But nevertheless, this is one I can agree with you because again, his after actions.
I agree. Yeah, I agree on this one. This is, I do not feel like this person had their faculties about them when this went on. But we will see. I'm very curious. I feel like we are just at the tip of the iceberg on this. And what we're going to continue to learn, unfortunately, about, I think, what was going on in those chambers. And who it involved and what was going on, I think, is going to be even more telling. And it's going to be, I think, even more difficult, obviously, because we have one person who's dead in this. But if any of those allegations hold up, it sounds like this is going to get really, really dark really quick.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think this was his way to settle business in his mind at the time. And so I think he thought that what he did was right. And then he stood there and he said, okay, here I am.
It'll be very fascinating to watch as this continues on. Give me your thoughts, you guys, in the comment section on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you will find us, and that's where you can weigh in. That's going to wrap things up for today. For Jen, for Stacy, and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.